little big thing. They can take a small sin and make a whole lot of pain. It was a little mistake. I could be a nova, you could be aurora, we could be a cluster, a little pocket of art in the night sky without all the life light. The mistakes, every little big thing, they can take a wee sting and make a whole lot of pain. It was a little mistake. Happy little baby, making all the ladies squeal. But even little toddlers, they can.
and welcome back to the charts. You just heard Penny in the Pits with Pool Party from Liquid Compactor. This week at number six, Propaganda's No Longer Young from At Peace at seven. Before that, we heard Little Mistakes by Mother Mother. I initially thought I was going to play Finger, but I actually couldn't play it because it had way too many expletives for daytime radio. So we listened to Little Mistakes from Mother Mother from their awesome new release called Nostalgia. This week at number eight, Kimmortal with Nimkish, before that with Bones, and at the top of the set at number 10, we had Peanut Butter Sundae with Vam Rouge. And coming up now, we've got some great stuff from the Montreal-based artist Sam Woy. This week at number 5, from the album Even Sad Boys Like to Have Fun, we're going to listen to Poison from It. Ribbon Skirt down to number 4 in the charts, we've got the single Dead Horse from Bite Down from them. And from Bells Larson, also down in the charts to number 3, we're going to listen to 514-415 from Blurring Time. Here's Sam Woy at 5, right now on the charts. We'll be right back.
415, you're the right person, wrong time. Now and then, I still like to play pretend. Do you think that it is strange, the weather of your city saved? On my phone, trying not to feel forlorn. Morning here, I'll top it up, put my could be your lover boy, you still look at me the same.
Back on the charts, but almost out of time. You just heard Bells Larson with 514415 this week at number 3 from the album Blurring Time. Ribbon Skirt before that at 4 with Dead Horse from Bite Down. And Sam Woy debuted this week at number 5. The song was called Poison from Even Sad Boys Like to Have Fun. Coming up now, Empanadas Ilegales. We're going to listen to Mano Peluda from Sancocho Trifásico this week at number 2 in the charts and at number 1. Fox Warren, the side project of Andy Schaaf. They've got a new album out called 2, and we're going to listen to Strange this week at number 1. Thanks for tuning into the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm DJ Squared, your host. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music to keep up with the latest and learn about our amazing programs. You can also do that via our website at cfrc.ca, where you can find all sorts of ways to get involved with the station, including becoming a volunteer and starting your own radio show with us. We'd love to have you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
could know? How could you know that I felt the same way? Miss your cue and I'll take the blame.
Back out of our family
tonight,
and nobody'd even miss a street. It doesn't take very long to get married, and we could just
get back, and nobody'd even know he's gone. Okay. You're gone to the east, Chase. I don't know, my stomach's a lot of fun. We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. With technology, you can now have an appointment with your doctor remotely. But Congress is debating whether Medicare will continue to cover the cost of those telehealth visits. So John Maffey, a physician and associate professor at UCLA, wants to make sure policymakers consider all the benefits telehealth can provide. He says it increases access to care, especially for frail, elderly, and lower-income patients who may have a harder time getting to an in-person visit.
Telehealth or audio-only phone calls have been a lifeline for some of these more vulnerable groups of patients.
And Maffey says there's another, less recognized benefit: reduced carbon emissions due to fewer car trips to the doctor. In a recent study, his team found that if patients in the U.S. keep using telemedicine at the same rates they did in 2023, it would be comparable to taking at least 60,000 gas cars off the road.
This is not only boosting access to care. Telehealth may be a means to at least modestly reduce the carbon footprint of U.S. healthcare delivery.
Maffey says climate change is a major health threat, so it's important for his industry to do what it can to reduce its climate impact. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.